I live in Ohio. And the Weather Channel told us this was going to happen. They said the big swath of Hurricane Ike is going to shoot right through Ohio, and it did Sunday night. Certainly not in any way comparable to what happened on the Texas coast. However, we did get 40 to 60 mile an hour winds and roughly 2 million homes without power. One of those 2 million is my own. Now, that's not bad, really, except when you got 11 people in a house, my one daughter's off at college, you got to keep bringing pool water in to be able to flush the toilets to get earthy about this whole thing. But I've noticed some things with lack of power. Some people have seen me play softball and they say, you've lived your life with lack of power. You softball players, baseball players know what that means. I've noticed a little bit up close and personal what happens when you are thrown back a century. On this program, we've talked an awful lot about how the distractions of technology and modern life pull us away from social interaction. You know that. That's a no-brainer. I'm not going to repeat something all you folks know. And intellectually, of course, I know that too, intellectually. But when it actually happens, when you have to somewhat live like much of the rest of the world still lives, or live like all of the world lived prior to a century or century and a half ago, you start to see a little different angle to human communication. Now, obviously, we still live in a nice home with roof over us and shelter. So in that sense, we're far beyond what most folks had a century and a half ago or what most folks even have now. Far, far beyond, far beyond. But without computer, really without phone, without any electronic distractions of any kind whatsoever, you know what you got to do? Oh, you got to talk to each other. The level of communication skyrockets, or at least it's forced to skyrocket. You know, in the last 3 days before I left to come down here to Alabama, I was doing a lot of communication with my children. Yeah, it's to the point now where I'm pretty sure of 7 out of the 10 of them, their names. Yeah. Power stays out about another week. I'll probably have most of their birthdays down pat. Most of their birthdays and their grades in school. Now, their mother knows all this stuff. But, you know, I had to learn it, and it's good. And here's another thing that's happening. My wife and I have been talking to each other about various things. You know, we have these heart-to-hearts. Last night, for example, we're sitting there in the dark, of course. Hey, when the sun goes down, that's it. All you got is light from candles. That's it. So when the sun goes down, not much else to do. So we're talking. And she said, Ray, this has been a very special time. We've had a chance to get to know each other more, talk more deeply. She said, for example, honey, do you know what my favorite flower is? I said, yeah, I think it's Pillsbury, isn't it? Pillsbury? Now, I got to admit, I'm stumbling a little bit on this communication thing, but I'm working at it, and I think if we don't get the power back pretty soon, there could be some dings in our relationship. Just mostly for my communication gaffes. However, it is obvious that there's no question. You want to connect with people? Have a power outage. Go ahead. Have a power outage. The majority of what you do is interaction now. You can't occupy yourself with anything else. You can't even really read because candles are too dim. And when you don't want to go to bed and it gets dark at 7:15, what do you do? Not ready to go to bed yet. Your whole body clock is still on going to bed at midnight. So you sit there in the family room with 4 or 5 candles. And you just talk to each other about stuff. You recognize up close and personal the incredible level of technological distractions that permeate our lives and take us away from relationships. We now have to fight to have relationships in our culture. They no longer come naturally. There is too much competition. There's too much stimulation. There's too much distraction. And guys are particularly vulnerable to this. Something about a guy is enchanted with stimulation and input. Women are more natural communicators. They're more naturally socially connecting. I find it fascinating. Now, the problem in our home is at the same time that our communication is improving, how do I put this delicately? We have no running water. With no running water, of course, we have no showers. So we're starting to yell at each other more. Not in a mean way. We're not yelling in a nasty sort of tone. We're yelling because we're farther apart. We're not as able to be in close proximity to each other, if you know what I mean. So our communication is still there. It's mostly downwind. Something we got to handle. And it's one of the great benefits here of being at EWTN. I'm staying in the guest house, and they have running water, and they have lights, and stuff like that, which is great. On Call with Dr. Ray and Friends, 877-ROME, R-O-M-E. 777 is the number to call to get onto the program to ask the questions, the stuff about life. When will our power come back? I don't know. But I think by that time, if it stays out a week or more, I'm going to know my kids' middle names. I'm going to know their favorite colors. And I'm going to know pretty much every single birthday they have. 2 more weeks. I think 2 more weeks of no power, I should be able to garner that information.